That was Cannonball by The Breeders. Hello, welcome. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, if you're listening in your car or on a radio. So, this is Pisces season. Hello. If you don't recognize me, then you're probably confused who I am. I'm an awesome student DJ, and my show Pisces Season is a play on, like, being a Pisces, because I am a Pisces. It makes a lot more sense whenever it's, like, February, and it's, like, actually Pisces season, but here we are in September, so, this is my new time slot. It's a lot better than, like, every other one I've had, considering I'm not walking home at 1 a.m. That's really spooky and not fun. So it's really exciting. I'm super excited to be back. It's my most favorite thing ever that I do is DJ. My whole life is DJing. It's actually, like, my degree is, like, my backup. I just like to DJ. That's not true. I really lied and like said that I would be here in the summer, and I was here. I was literally like 10 minutes away this entire summer. However, it was like physically impossible for me to walk from my house to the station and see if my key card works. So I did not do that once. So I am very, very sorry about that. I know everyone missed me so dearly. And if you don't know, you've never listened to my show before, it's about to be so fun and awesome, so you should get really excited. Yeah, I have a lot of, like, random things, to play for you tonight. If you want to, like, call and be like, hey, I don't know, cool music, you should totally do that. The number is 855-915-9636, or you can just, like, go online and, you know, like, I don't know, look at the number there. Also, if you're online, you can use there's a new feature. It's a chat room for DJs, and listeners, so you can actually, like, text me, basically, and we can communicate that way if you are so inclined to speak to me during tonight's show. It's like on the WMFO webpage, and it's called DJ Chat. It's like at the top, the little bar. So if you feel like hopping in there and saying hello, you totally should. I'll definitely reply. Maybe I'll like give you a shout out. Speaking of shout outs, shout out to my housemates because they said they would listen, so that's really kind of them. Yeah, I should go ahead and play music, because that's what this is for. Up next is Body Snatchers by Radiohead.
Check for calls.
Okay, that was Carry the Zero by Built to Spill. I know it's like their most popular song, but I think it's also my favorite. I don't know, the end's very good, in my opinion. I saw them actually like 2 weeks ago in concert, and I was tricked because I thought that, you know, like as a normal person, like this is a small-ish band. There will be one opener. The openers went on for like 3 hours, and so I was like in this like really weird, I mean it was a nice venue, but like at BU, and there was just no sign of anyone in the band for quite some time. But it was still a really good concert. It was very fun. Good band. Not much else to say, honestly. I did note that I should talk about my solitaire addiction, because I really don't have that much to do, like, homework-wise, so I really am just, like, sitting here, like, twiddling my thumbs, and I keep playing solitaire, and it's been probably the worst thing to develop in the recent time? I don't know. But, yeah, it was Sudoku, and now it's solitaire. So if you have any, like, grandpa games that I should play next, you should let me know, because I am 100% getting tired of solitaire, and I need a new game. Anyway, music time. Another song from Built to Spill, Liar. It is a great song. Yeah, and that's what's up next. I would be a liar. I wouldn't be a liar. Yeah, that was Liar by Built to Spill. Usually, like, whenever I make a playlist, I'll, like, write down stuff that's, like, that I want to say about songs. And what I wrote for this song, I don't know when I did this. I just wrote, I like that song because it makes me feel so carefree and silly. Like, they're singing about me. Haha. Like, okay. But that is true, you know, like, the she could be me, and I can be, like, super carefree and worryless, I guess. It's also just a really good song. Anyway, car honking. Woo! I wanted to also give my brother a shout-out. He suggested that I play Mancala, which is a great idea, honestly. I used to tear that game up when I was a child. I would play Mancala on Club Penguin. Like, that's what I got on Club Penguin to do, simply Mancala. Anyway, enough about that. Up next is a song that I've been listening to a lot this summer. Unfortunately, for this season of Pisces season, or this semester, I definitely will be playing a ton of Car Seat Headrest, because that was, like, genuinely all I listened to all this, like, this entire summer. This song is from Living While Starving EP, and I have the poster on my wall, and I FaceTimed my mom, and she was like, I think maybe it was my brother, but one of my family members was like, I don't like this poster, I don't like starving. I was like, okay, so true. But it is a good EP, so, yeah, I'll play the song. The song's called Reuse the Cells, and yeah, here it is.
Before, will it ever be the same?
That was Reuse the Cells by Carsey Headrest. In case you were confused, a cell is like one of the little frames that they like draw on to make animations, which like the little pieces of paper, you know, put them together and it makes a movie. I thought that was, I don't know. I like that song because I like the metaphor. It's good. Anyway, it's PSA time and I opened the book directly to the ladder safety PSA, so obviously I have to read it. So yeah, here's the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's so, so true, guys. I am a house owner now, so, I actually don't own a house. I am a house renter now. I, like, cleaned my kitchen today and, like, with, like, a Swiffer and, like, a vacuum, you know, like really professional stuff. Haven't made it around to the whole ladder bit, but I will be sure to be extra safe if I ever use a ladder because I'm so safety minded and you should be too. Back to the music, I guess. Up next is a song by The Shins called Caring is Creepy.
I think I'll go home and mull this over for a crown, it down my throne. At long last it's crashed, it's colossal mass is broken up into bits of my world. Rip the mattress off the floor, pop the cramps off of the gathering. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Caring is Creepy by The Shins. The Shins? Sorry. I have been listening to The Shins, like, a lot this summer. And I realize I literally just have no idea what they're saying whenever they sing, like, at all. Like, are they British? Is there just, like, a lot of noise? Do they mumble? I don't know. So I've been listening to their music all summer, like, making up words to the songs because I don't know what they are. And I finally, like, looked it up on Genius or whatever and, like, read some of the songs. And, like, the lyrics are really good and, like, intelligent and thought out. And there's, like, metaphors and similes and all that stuff. But you just wouldn't know because you can't understand them at all. Or at least I can't, like, at all. But still a good band. Yeah. Up next is a song by Elliott Smith that I felt really obligated to throw in here because it would not be a show if I did not play Elliott Smith, obviously. So yeah, the song's really awesome. It is called Alameda.
Protection.
That was Alameda by Elliott Smith. I think about that song a lot as like a walking song, which it, I think it's like made to be because, you know, he's like walked down Alameda, which is like a street. But I also totally recommend if you ever like are walking somewhere ever, you should listen to that song. And it's pretty good. Up next is a song I found like earlier today by this band that I don't know much about. It could just be one guy. I don't even know. Don't even care to look. But yeah, I'm playing two songs by them tonight. They're called the Last Whole Earth Catalog. I don't really know what that means, who they are. I think one of them's British, so that's questionable. Anyway, this song's called Real Life. It's pretty good. Just talked over music, haha. Hey guys, that was Real Life by the Last Whole Earth Catalog. Yeah, pretty good. I like two more songs, so I'm just gonna go ahead and to Fade Into You by Maisie Star, because it's a really good song, and yeah.
To you, and I see nothing.
Yeah, that was Fade Into You by Maisie Starr. I've been listening to that song a lot, like, in the last month. It's very, very good. And her voice is just, like, so amazing and awesome. Yeah, I have this... I actually have a t-shirt with this song on it. It's, like, the one that everyone has. Except for I had it before everyone else had it, obviously, because... I'm so cool and original, haha. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. I'm just kind of like kicking my feet because I need more talking. I just don't have anything to talk about. And I only have one more song to play tonight. So that's quite unfortunate. I guess I could just end early, but that feels wrong. Anyway, you know, I can just play this last song, you guys can all enjoy it, and then we can, like, sit with our thoughts after it's over, you know, like, discuss with the class. Okay, up next is a song by the band I played earlier, or the one man, I'm still confused who, what it is. I should probably look that up. The Last Whole Earth catalog, those people. This song's really, really good. I found it on, like, Instagram, and it was, like, one of those, like, whisper app memes, and it was, like, just this song, and it was, like, I wish I could live inside this song, and I was, like, oh, I should listen to it. And it's pretty good. I don't know if it's, like, livable, per se, but, I think it's good enough for sure. But yeah, it's just a silly way of finding music, I would say. Anyway, I'll play the song for you so you can decide if you would like to live in this song. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, up next is Part 2 by The Last Whole Earth Catalog.
I will often hold the doubt that I'm the bad one. Accused of playing a victim of your love. I can call this home, but it isn't where my heart is. Do I paint you? Effortless. It's hard when you call your limbs the things you mutually bought. Find emotive scales, exciting or frightening.
Yeah, that was part two by the last Whole Earth catalog. I mean, I take it back. I think I could live in that song. It's really awesome. Especially like the piano, I guess. I don't really know instruments. Haha. Also, the album cover is a frog in a top hat and he's playing the guitar. So that's also really cool. But yeah, that's like pretty much all I have for tonight. Not a lot else going on here. This was Pisces season. I'm Lauren Bile. I'll be back here, same time, same place, next week. So that's exciting. Yeah, you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, have a good night, everyone.
Through the paint like Sean Kim. There go Brody with the assist. Auntie keep calling me, come back. Any coke I cook, come back. Any Glock I shoot, gon' kill him. Fuck that bitch and fuck her feelings. Two-tone tone back and he lit. I'm on a beam, this not some shit. This not for you to crunch and sniff. Yo, back up, y'all got me started. Don't wanna hear y'all take that garbage. Yo, who don't start a sliver, man? Stepped in with 100 grams. Stepped in with 250 grams. With a pocket rocket on my hip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Walking that bitch with dubs. DD telling me they how much she love me. Booker T, this shit will get ugly. Boy, broken shit, don't want money. Yeah. She broken shit, don't want money. Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. Yo, I got nose candy. Bitch think she bad, Bambi. Bitch, do you understand me? Bitch, big neck deserve a Grammy.